evening, good evening, good evening. It is your girl, DT. I'm so excited to be back in Milwaukee. What's up, y'all? Listen, it is Monday, March 24th, and we are broadcasting to you live from the American Family Insurance Studios inside 3rd Street Market Hall. I would only leave the warm city of Dallas to come to Chilwaukee for these two incredible, beautiful, brilliant women that we have today. Now, listen, as you are wrapping up your day, whether you're driving home, whether you're getting to go to the office, getting ready to go to work, we want to, as we always do here at 101.7 The Truth, is bring you some very, very, very critical information regarding health. Now, many of us are experiencing an increased awareness of our health, and rightfully so, especially in our community. So today, let me get a drum roll, King Zach Alex. You know, let's put some swag on. He did the handheld. I love it. The handmade drum roll. We have two distinguished members of the Lynx Incorporated Milwaukee chapter live in the studio. And we're going to have a great conversation for the next, what? Zach, what are we doing? 30 minutes? 60? We get a whole hour. I love it. Wow. We get a whole hour with two distinguished members of the Lynx Incorporated. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, what is the Lynx? What are the Lynx? We're going to get into that. But right now, let me introduce these incredible leaders. Now, I don't even know why I'm introducing, because when I say the names, you're going to be like, oh, yeah. They're living legends. They're one of the top sought after leaders in the city of Milwaukee, in the state of Wisconsin. And this first lady I'm going to introduce, she's global, y'all. Okay. She got more passport stamps than me and Arlicia put together.
Absolutely.
Damn.
Yeah. Like Dr. Joan Prince is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I am forever indebted to her. When you see me winning, know that Dr. Joan Prince had everything to do with it. And she is with us in the studio live as she serves as the lead for one of the most signature health initiatives within the Lynx Incorporated called Black Care. We also have Arlicia McHenry. Now, you know that name. You know that name. Who also serves the Lynx Incorporated Milwaukee chapter as the chapter treasurer and the Health and Human Services chair. Ladies, welcome.
Hey.
Hello.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank y'all so much for making the time out of your incredibly busy schedules to be here live in the studio. Y'all look great.
I love to hear that.
Y'all right? Look great. Seriously.
Hey, well, when you know the truth and you tell the truth, you will look great.
Is that the secret?
That's the secret.
So tell the truth.
Know the truth, tell the truth, and listen to the truth.
See?
What can I say?
Hey.
That is a promo.
This is why she's global.
That's why
she's
global.
So talented.
And it just came off.
Just came right out there.
Freestyle. You know,
it is what it is.
Oh, look at her. I think we should get her on radio
show. Oh, no. Can't handle that.
Dr. Joan could really.
I completely agree. No argument here. I love it.
I leave it to my DT.
Listen,
she's got this.
Oh, yeah. I will partner with you any day. So basically, Dr. Joan just let the whole world know that if you are constantly sick and not looking good, stop lying. Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Because you look good, Dr. Joan. I'm not going to reveal the digits that you just gave me. So I'm going to turn it over to Arlicia McHenry. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having us,
absolutely.
Denise.
Absolutely.
It is awesome to, and this is my first radio experience.
Is it really?
Oh,
wow.
Absolutely.
Oh, I am honored.
I have never done this before, so.
I didn't know that.
You know, I'm trying not to be a little shy, but at least I'm around amongst people who I love. So maybe
love
I won't be so nervous.
Love
so,
you
but,
right back.
I'm appreciated that you've taken the time to bring us on, to talk about what's happening with the Lynx and the Lynx Incorporated. So thank you for having us.
Listen, this is a big deal. Before we even get into the conversation and talk about what the Milwaukee chapter of the Lynx Incorporated is, I have to, for our distinguished listeners as well as viewers, for those that are viewing, because we're streaming live right now, you can stream and watch us live on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Also, when you stream us live, make sure that you hit that subscribe button, that notification bell, so you never miss a minute of a live show. I am holding the most recent, one of the most recent editions of the Milwaukee Times weekly newspaper. And just for your visual purposes, for those that are streaming live, you can already see, look at this beautiful cover.
It's beautiful.
This is what we're going to be talking about today. The Milwaukee chapter of the Lynx Incorporated. Now, let me just give you some background in terms of what the Lynx Incorporated is. Now, this is a network of beautiful professional women that are committed to service, they are committed to impact and leadership in our communities. So here in Milwaukee, these sisters within the Milwaukee chapter have been doing this work for over six decades. Six decades, y'all.
I know. Older than some of your listeners.
Right.
But not Dr. Ken. Okay, I'm just kidding. What I love about the Lynx Incorporated is that this organization intentionally invests in areas such as education, health, and opportunity for families across generations. So this isn't just volunteer work. The Lynx Incorporated Milwaukee chapter, they're not just checking a box. This is intentional, strategic impact. So, Dr. Joan.
Yes.
I want to start with you as we are talking about this incredibly relevant and necessary Black Care Initiative, because obviously the need to raise awareness of kidney disease, it hasn't gotten away. And actually, it's evolved. So why does this work matter right now?
So thank you for that, DT. It's good to see you, and it's good to be on with my fabulous, fabulous chair, Arlesia McHenry. So the Black Care, and for those of you who are grammar experts, that's CARE, K period, A period, R period, E period, which stands for Kidney and Resource Education. And it's really focusing on chronic kidney disease, which is in the Black and brown community four times as high as it is in our CLEAR counterparts. It affects us so badly because we have other disorders that cause it, such as diabetes. So all of you with sugar, you know exactly what I mean. And if you don't take care of yourself, and sometimes even if you do, it can lead to chronic kidney disease. What we, the Milwaukee chapter of the Lynx Incorporated, and thank you to our chair, Arlesia McHenry, what we have been asked to do is to do a community-wide resource and education program for folks who look like us, Black and brown folks, to talk about how not to get chronic kidney disease, how to take good care of your kidneys, to provide information, like I like to say, from those who can actually understand what I'm saying, so probably K-5, all the way up into mature adulthood. Ways that you can help yourself. Questions you should ask your doctor. Everybody just shakes their head when the doctor says something. You can shake your head, but how about you ask some relevant questions?
So true.
Along the way, right? So that's the Black Care Program. And you're going to see us. We have been hustling for the last 4 or 5 months working on this program.
No, these ladies hustle literally 24/7.
Yes, we do.
365. Yes. Arlesia McHenry. Yes, and for many listeners and viewers, that name is not unfamiliar. You are a community leader. And a lot of the work, if not 100% of the work that you do, oftentimes it's thankless, but you are out there.
Thank you.
You're chairing the Health and Human Services facet of the Lynx Incorporated. You are a leader. What I love about your leadership, because a lot of times people regard leadership based on who you see.
Absolutely.
And the most, from my experience, the most impactful leaders are typically those that lead from behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
I call them the BTS leaders.
The BTS leaders,
the behind the scenes. And that's what you do. And so just if you could just help us understand further based on what Dr. Joan, see, I call her Dr. Joan, Dr. Joan Prince.
You can call me Dr. Joan.
I can call you Dr. Joan.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. Now you heard that, King Zach Ellis. I can call her Dr. Joan. So Arlesia, if you can just give us some background, because I want to also piggyback off of what Dr. Joan just shared. What is Black Care with a K? And also, if either one of you could, but starting with you, Arlesia, the reality is, and I want to make sure I get this number, I'll do a fact check, but right now there is a significant number of Americans that do not have access to health care based on some recent decisions regarding the Affordable Care Act. That's gone. And so when we have these initiatives where you're leading regarding the awareness of kidney disease, and as Dr. Joan had mentioned, asking questions to your doctor, a lot of us, and I'll just say it like, because it's the truth, a lot of us ain't got doctors. So what is Black Care? And for those that are listening that know that this is important, that may not have a doctor, how do we talk to those individuals?
So I think, you know, organizations like the Lynx and other resources and health centers that we have, like our Milwaukee Health Services, which provide those type of services to help our community, are key. And they're services that we provide that we can reach our arms out to our community to help individuals who lack the ability to have health care. And we know that about 13% of our population is in that, population.
She's smart.
See, folks who are definitely experiencing kidney problems or kidney failure. So we need, and as what we're doing, and we assured a grant where we are out there trying to bring those services, those awareness, like you saw the bus wrap. To get the word out, because our, you know, I've got friends who are experiencing this, where we've got kidney failure, where once kidney failure happens, you know, due to diabetes and other things, that all sorts of things happen when you start to get into this window of health issues, right? So those services are set up in Milwaukee. We've got also our Milwaukee clinics that the city provides. Those are health clinics that anyone in the Milwaukee area, and even if you're not in the Milwaukee area, you can come to those clinics and get good health care without providing insurance.
This is amazing.
This is what we do as city providers and city services. And so we want people to understand these services are out here for you and your health. And don't be afraid to come and get those services. You know, the problem is with a lot of people of color is that we're really afraid of doctors because of the bad experiences and conversations, or that maybe we just can't afford it.
Arlesia, okay. I hear passion
in your
voice.
Absolutely.
Where does that passion come from?
Oh, you know, I'm going to say two things. One, I'm a mother.
Mm-hmm. So, of a doctor.
Of a doctor.
Dr. Weathers.
Of a doctor. And two, being in... I serve in the role of working with civil service, right? I'm a civil service worker. And I won't throw names out there, but I've done that for 25 years. And I've served our community. And it brings me nothing but joy to help another individual and to provide information, whatever I can do to help someone else. I'll go out of my way. And that's just probably part of my DNA.
Yes.
But also, it just, you know, I have a selfless type of, I'm a selfless type of human being where the joy is just to see someone else do better and to be able to live a healthier life. And that's me.
You know, there's so many listeners and viewers right now that needed to hear what you just said. So thank you for that. Because for many of us, we feel depleted, we feel defeated, and we feel alone. And a lot of us come from a generation of where you didn't talk about health.
Absolutely.
And you definitely didn't focus on the awareness. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to learn more. We are live in the studio with Arlesia McHenry and Dr. Joan Prince. And we're talking about the Lynx Incorporated Milwaukee Chapter's Black Care Initiative. And that is with K, with the K, y'all. We're going to come back. We're going to learn more about what is Black Care and why people, especially us, y'all, need to pay attention. You are listening to a special live segment. I'm your girl, DT. This is 101.7 The Truth, and we will be back. You are listening to a exclusive special live segment here at 101.7 The Truth. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is Tuesday, March 24th. It's a beautiful day in Milwaukee. And speaking of beauty, I am honored to be joined by representatives of the Lynx Incorporated Milwaukee chapter. Now, listen, if you're driving or if you're at home, wherever you are, I need you to slow down, turn up the volume, because these two incredible community leaders that have made time to be here because they care about you so much. We're talking about your health. Now, before we get back into the conversation regarding the Black Care with AK initiative, which is raising awareness of kidney disease, I have to say this, because we've got 40 minutes remaining about something that, and I'm just going, y'all know, y'all that know DT, y'all know how I am. Your health is your wealth, and your health is your responsibility. So if you truly care about yourself, and you don't want to have to experience the burdens of health issues, we are here to let you know here at The Truth, along with the Milwaukee chapter of the Lynx Incorporated, that there are resources, there are people, and there are communities, just like the Lynx Incorporated, that are here to support you. Again, if you're just tuning in, I am joined by the beautiful Arlesia McHenry, brilliant Arlesia McHenry, bright Arlesia McHenry, who is the chair of the Health and Human Services, Health and Human Services facet of the Lynx Incorporated, as well as the treasurer. So she's dealing with the health and the money, y'all. Also, we have a name again that, if you don't know Dr. Joan Prince, don't you say you from Milwaukee. Don't you tell nobody you from Milwaukee. If I say Dr. Joan Prince, you're like, who? Matter of fact, I don't even know how I'd react if somebody said that. But I digress.
I wouldn't know.
Right?
I wouldn't know. No.
So, ladies, again, we are talking about the Black Care Initiative. What exactly is the Black Care Initiative? And I know we're also going to get into a very, very incredibly impactful event that's occurring this Saturday here in Milwaukee. So let's start with you, Dr. Joan.
Okay.
Black Care with a K. What is it? Why should people pay attention about it?
Why should they care?
Why should they care?
Well, y'all, you need to care because you have a family, you have a life left to live, and it's all about how you want to live it.
Mm.
Put the salt shaker down. It's hard to do. I had to slap my own hand a couple of times. Put the salt shaker down. It is an initiative that educates without blaming. Mm. It educates without blaming. So as you're driving down the street or even hopping on the city bus, take a look on the side. You might see a bus wrap from us for the Black Care Initiative with faces of people just like you and me that you know. Tyrone Dumas, right? Judge Derek Mosley, Carol McKinney Rice gifted a kidney to her brother, to her brother. So what we want to do with our initiative is to educate you, number one, so that you never have to put yourself in the position of going to dialysis or having to worry about whether or not you will get a kidney to live. We want you to work with your family, your lifestyle. Yeah, it was hard for me, but take the ham hock out of the collards and put smoked turkey wings in there. Stop the salt. Just slap your hands. Everybody just pause and slap your hands. Put the salt shaker down. So this is an initiative to educate without blaming. Let you know alternatives. We have the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin as our partners.
Oh, that's awesome.
We have the kidney transplant team at Frederick. Their chair chairs the board of the Kidney Foundation. He's an advocate of this Black Care Initiative. It's for us to educate each other.
Yes.
Our families and friends and, hell, even people you don't know.
Exactly.
People you don't like. Educate them, too, because we're all in this world together. But it is about taking care of your kidney, dispelling myths. The whole myth about, well, you know, it's in my family, so I'll get it. Well, it's in your family because it's mostly about what we eat. And it's no blame because sometimes it's not what we, it's all we could afford.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you afford what you eat. You eat what you afford.
Mm-hmm.
And so this initiative is about education. And guess what? It's not just about adult education. We're educating the youngins.
I love it.
And she will, when you go to Arlesia, she will tell you about something this Saturday where we actually have a youth corner and an arts corner. So this is about the whole family.
Oh,
girl,
absolutely.
you can bring real and imaginary. So feel free to do whatever you like. You know
all
what?
All is welcome.
Bring Bebe's kids. Bring the kids next door.
Bring the kids next
Bring
door.
Bring the kids next door.
Okay, so as a retired parent, I have to ask this question before we get back into the resources and the awareness, because I really want to underscore and build off of what Dr. Joan just said. Many people do not realize that not only kidney failure is experienced across all nationalities,
yes,
all ethnicities. But did you know, and thanks to Arlesia McHenry and Dr. Joan Prince, I was today years old when they shared with me that Black Americans are nearly four times more likely to experience kidney failure. Four times more likely. That's a real...
terrible.
So this initiative that we're getting to, again, if y'all are listening, this is about not just awareness, but early detection.
Yes.
And most importantly, and I just want to pause, making sure... See, that's the thing. We can't say, we don't have access. We didn't know, because this initiative that Arlesia is going to provide more information is about making sure that our community has the information as well as the resources to take action. So, Arlesia, I want to ask you this. I'm just so excited. I'm tongue-tied. Arlesia McHenry, let me put some respect on your name. Before break,
yes,
I could just literally feel the passion in your voice in terms of why people should pay attention to the CARE initiative. Let's get into this incredible event that is happening Saturday. Now, before we get into that, I just want to build off of this. If you have not seen the Milwaukee Times weekly newspaper, this edition was the March 19th, so the most recent edition. The Lynx Incorporated Milwaukee chapter are on the cover. This is how big of a deal this is. This is not play. I'm holding it up in front of the camera if you're watching us live on our YouTube channel as well as X. So February 18th, just a little over a month ago, the Milwaukee chapter of the Lynx Incorporated, along with Mayor Cavalier Johnson,
absolutely,
unveiled a Milwaukee County transit system that is designed specifically, come on, y'all,
specifically,
to promote kidney health across the city. So, Arlesia, let's start with that, and then let's go into what's happening this Saturday, because if y'all got buses.
We not only have buses, but we also have billboards. We've got a few. And I think, if I'm recalling or being in this city for as long as I've been here and lived, I don't think I've ever seen anybody champion this.
I don't either.
As we have. So, you know, kudos to the Lynx Incorporated. Kudos to our foundation for supplying us with the dollars where we can do this. And kudos to our partners. You know, the Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin-Milwaukee was a huge partnership on this. And so being able to bring these buses and billboards and, as I said, the Milwaukee Times together to promote this has been huge. And I'm hoping that people are paying attention. Our community are seeing it. And we chose the individuals because they're individuals of our community. We didn't want to have any fake people on the cover, because these are people who's really have experienced either a donation or they've been a donor. So that makes a huge difference in what and how we play with people seeing this is real. This is somebody that looks like you and me that we know that are part of our community that has experienced some type of issues with their kidneys.
So the relatability
Yes.
Was very intentional from a marketing. So I got to ask this question. Now, y'all know I'm Evansville Public School, so pardon me. I'm not going to use a lot of eight-syllable words, okay?
All right.
I live in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. I'm 65 years old.
Okay.
I live on the north side.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I want to take advantage of this bus. And wherever it leads me, I know that there's going to be resources that are specifically tied to my health. How can I get on one of these buses as a 65-year-old woman living on the north side of Milwaukee?
You want to answer that?
There are seven buses circulating in this city. There is not one bus.
Ooh,
there are seven buses.
I like that number.
So when you hop on that bus, you will be able to see a way to contact us. Each bus will have something that will lead you to our website. And we are able to gather your information. But they're regularly scheduled buses, so they aren't special in the fact that they only go a certain route. We wanted to make sure we reached everyone.
Wow.
So there are seven regular routes around the entire city.
Yes.
Because, you know, we everywhere now.
Absolutely.
Everywhere.
The entire city, hoping now that's something that's coming up on Saturday. You might want to hop on one of those buses or drive over and come see us in person.
This is why I love the Links Incorporated, because you know gas is $80 a gallon
right
now.
Girl, say no more.
So I'm ready to get on one of those buses. I am so thankful that transportation is also, because the assumption is that if you build it, they will come.
Absolutely.
Y'all didn't play by that assumption.
Oh, no. Because I'm about ready to drive one of those buses if this gas prices keep going up.
Oh, right? My God. Yes.
I know that's right, Dr. Jones. Yes. See, that's why I told y'all. If y'all know Dr. Jones, like knowing Oprah Winfrey. Like, who has seven buses? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Who has seven buses? So, right. Alicia, who should attend? So, first of all, this Saturday, what's happening?
So, let's tee it up. This Saturday, we are having our Family Black Expo. Totally exciting. It's for everyone, your grandmama, your grandpa, your father, your mother, your daughter, your sister, your brother, your uncle. Everyone's welcome to this. This is strictly one of those events where we have done cabin scene. We've done radio. We've done ads. We've done a lot to let the community know that, hey, we are here this Saturday at Evolve Church, which is on 76th and
one block north of Mill Road.
I love
exactly. it. Exactly. And on a bus route, we made sure that we would be able to have everything accessible. If you didn't have a car, come over and see us. We've got a plethora of resources. I could start naming. We've got the Milwaukee Fire Department. We've got the Alzheimer's. We've got the Kidney Association. We've got blood pressure checks. We've got dental for if you need some dental issues or needs or that you don't have insurance. We've got.
Tell her the one that maybe DT could bounce around in.
Yeah,
I think
please.
She'd like that.
Which one is that?
That's the kids' bouncy house.
Oh, we have something for the kids.
I can so see me in a bouncy house.
We
yes.
have. And so, look at
get out the way.
Get out the way.
Did you see me trying to jump?
Don't beat up the children.
So we also have a chef who's going to be cooking and showing healthy meals. I mean, part of.
Now, you know you got to lead with that,
right.
Alicia. This is us. The food.
The mayor's wife?
The mayor's wife
our
is going to be our
be
first
there?
Lady's going to be there. And our first lady's not only going to be there just to show off. Our first lady's going to be there performing and giving exercise classes for all the whole family. She's doing a holistic type of exercise to show folks how important it is to exercise and to keep your body healthy. That's a huge part of what we don't do and what we need to be doing.
This is so true.
You know, not only is food important, but exercise. And it can be as simple as walking with your children. Children need to start exercising. Children, obesity is a real issue. And obesity leads to kidney failure. Obesity leads to chronic illnesses, especially in children, asthma. We need to exercise our bodies. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a big proponent for exercising. And like I said, you don't have to be out here running marathons, but what you do have to be out here is walking and doing something, you know, and healthy eating is huge too.
So that's
this
it.
That's why we got
Dr. Jones. You know, seriously, it's the little decisions that you make. I can't tell you the last time I put salt on anything
that
I consume.
Put it down.
And I never put salt on my food. There's enough sodium in all the food that you have that you should not.
Absolutely. And we come back, I want to lean more into that as well. And also, listen, we've got Dr. Joan Prince and Arlesia McHenry in the building live. So if you have any questions, feel free. You can call in. You can text. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. We've only got these beautiful ladies and these incredible leaders. Because, see, a lot of times it's beauty or intelligence. They're both. So take advantage. 833-212-1017. The Milwaukee chapter of the Lynx Incorporated is here to give us more information regarding the Black Care with a K initiative to raise awareness of kidney disease. There is a free 99 event that is taking place this Saturday. We're going to get into more of what this Saturday is going to look like. And also, things that you should remember, because your health is your responsibility, but it does not have to be your burden. And I may be even inclined to share a true story about myself and my health and wellness journey, which is so important as part of why this Black Care Initiative matters. Stay locked in. This is 101.7 The Truth. We will be back.
She says she really grew up poor like me. Don't believe in nothing but the Almighty. Just a little jeans and a pure whitey. She never dreamed forever be nobody wifey. Yeah. She wall I mean a pretty but your heart is a miss. Play it like a villain cause she caught in a way. Tonight I am walking away. 9 to 5 mine and I grind. Tonight I might fall in love. Depending on how you hold me. I'm glad that I'm calming down. Let no one come control me. Keep dancing and call it love. She fights it by falling slowly. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told me. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. You're back against the world. I never trade you for anybody else. A brown skin girl.
Good evening, good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in this special live segment here on The Truth, 101.7 FM. This is your girl, DT, and I am broadcasting live here in the great city of Milwaukee inside the American Family Insurance Studio. I have, if you're just tuning in, man, it's okay. We're going to catch y'all up. But I have the Dr. Joan Prince and Arlesia McHenry from the Lynx Incorporated Milwaukee chapter. Shout out to the Lynx Incorporated. I am a proud, very, very extremely proud member, and I would not be a Lynx if it had not been for Dr. Joan Prince. And I'm sure many of our listeners, as well as our viewers, have benefited from the leadership of Dr. Joan Prince and Arlesia McHenry. Speaking of leadership, y'all, you know what time it is. Right now, life is lifing for a lot of us. And a part of that life is lifing is access to healthcare. And so the Milwaukee chapter of the Lynx Incorporated knowingly are bringing awareness, education, and real resources to our community through the Black Care with a K initiative. So we're going to get into what the event is, when, where, how, what. I will say this to each of you. Lean in, because this is bigger than an event. This is about our health, y'all. And as Dr. Jones said previously, this is about our families. This is about our future. And again, knowing that Black Americans are nearly 4 times more likely to experience kidney failure. Arlesia.
Yes.
When you hear that statistic, along with being the chair of the Health and Human Services facet of the Lynx Incorporated Milwaukee chapter, along with being a community leader, working very closely with our elected officials. Why does this matter and why is it so important to you?
Oh my God, it matters because I'm going to tell my personal story. I have a father, had a father, bless his soul, but about 25 years ago, he just started bleeding from the inside. Doctor's appointment, got surgery, lost a kidney. He had to live with one kidney. But what was blessing about him is that there was not cancer in the kidney. And so he was very blessed that he didn't have to do dialysis, that he could live with one kidney. But with that said, that makes me prone to maybe possibly having some issues with my kidney. And so when you think about that there's possibility of family and that it's connected to me, that I have to be aware and that you should bring that awareness to everyone. It is not a disease that will not affect you. When you've got it as high as it is now in our community, then it's a problem. It's a big problem because it's a problem where our health is important. And yes, we are not able to live a healthy life if you're on dialysis or you're trying to even make the bills to pay for the medicine on there. So if it's a preventable situation, then why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we expose information and provide resources to our community so we're not susceptible to something that is attacking us as people of color? So, yes, elected officials and elected, especially black elected officials, especially our mayor, who has supported the Lynx Incorporation on a consistent basis, understands he, too, has had this affect his family with the aunt and did not realize it. So kidney failure, the issues with kidneys, they always talk about your heart. They talk about your blood pressure. But a lot of things string back to your kidneys. Mm. These are vital organs that you need and you want to protect your body. So this is why it's important to me. It should be important to anybody when there is a population of people who are being exposed and have a higher rate than the normal population. So
if you're just tuning in, we're with Arlesia McHenry and Dr. Joan Prince. We're talking about health community and a powerful initiative that Arlesia and Dr. Jones are leading as part of the Milwaukee chapter of the Lynx Incorporated. And to Arlesia's point, y'all, this is not play. This initiative, Black Care with a K, it's about saving lives. And again, knowing that Black Americans are nearly four times more likely to experience, as Arlesia just shared, a personal story regarding kidney failure. So for the next 15 minutes, y'all, we're going to break down what you need to know, what you can do, and this Saturday,
hey,
there is going to be a community-wide wellness event curated, hosted, and facilitated, again, by the Lynx Incorporated Milwaukee chapter. Dr. Prince.
Hello.
What is happening? Because during break, y'all, I'm over here like, y'all doing that too? Y'all giving that away too? So, Dr. Joan, this Saturday, where can we go this Saturday and what can we expect this Saturday?
So, this Saturday is going to be your the best Saturday you've had this year.
I love
it. It's a free Saturday. Your only cost is to get yourself there and to get yourself back. So, it is going to be the wellness expo of the year. You have to come out. There is so much that's going on. We have about 38 vendors.
Wow.
So you'll be able to walk through and get information, not just about kidney, but about everything else that addresses your health, mental health, where to get access. There'll be cooking demonstrations. Yes. We have someone, guess what, who's going to show you how to wrap your baby. And there is a great way to wrap the baby so the baby gets the best sleep. And we work on cutting down sudden infant death syndrome.
Because we want them babies to sleep.
Absolutely. And you want those chilling to sleep.
So no more NyQuil, y'all.
No more. Yeah. That is not a help. That's not a healthy thing to do.
Absolutely
so don't
not.
Do that at
that's
all.
That's what I heard. But no more
we're
NyQuil in
that.
The bottle.
No, okay. We're not doing
right.
that. No. But keep there are so many free giveaways.
Yes.
And that's what you can take home. Learning will be there. But guess what? You get to take these things home. So you're going to walk in, you'll register, we're going to hand you a survey because we want to know what you think after you go through all of this. I like something my chair said, which is we collect our own data as well.
Come on.
We believe in research data.
Come on.
But we collect our own data
and
as well.
Why do we need to have our own data?
Because chronic disorders and even acute disorders, what you take affects different races differently.
Yes.
Particularly blood pressure medicines, which can lead to chronic kidney disease if you don't take your meds, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, we're not talking about 60 and over. We have 14-year-olds, 13-year-olds who are in kidney failure, where the kid, it's not genetic to the kidney. Remember, kids are growing up. High salt diets, McDonald's, Wendy's, those are high salt diets. So part of what you're going to get, things that you can eat for snacks, all kind of great information. Health department will be there. But what the little ones may want to know, we have a youth corner. You're going to hear people read books to you about kidney care.
Oh, wow.
And you actually get a piece of paper and a wonderful crayon and coloring pencil. And you get to draw and color and tell us what you think about what you're hearing
that
around
so
kidney
engaging.
Care. That's not all of it, though.
There's more.
There is more. Absolutely. More means that we also have an arts section right next to it. Right next to it. And they have very creative art things that they're going to work with for you around kidney care and other just health care. And that's going to be great. But there's also, you know how we be.
Yes, I do.
Also another reason to stay.
Bring it on, Dr. Jones.
Are you ready?
Drum roll.
Drum roll if you're ready. We thank you for coming out, and we are going to draw names every hour on the hour for a gift card. And in today's times, trust me, honey, you need those gift cards.
Y'all better be glad I'm not going to be in town. I'll be like, what gift card? Did she tell you it's going to be gift card giveaways?
There are gift card giveaways.
Well, ladies, we're going to take one more break. This conversation, I could literally listen to both of you for until midnight, because this is so important. We're talking, if you're just tuning in, with Dr. Joan Prince and Arlesia McHenry, proud members of the Links Incorporated Milwaukee chapter, as they are launching another community-wide wellness event this Saturday here in Milwaukee, known as the Black Care with a K initiative to raise awareness of kidney disease. You are listening live. This is The Truth, 101.7 FM with your girl DT, and we're going to be back and we're going to wrap this conversation up. But you already want to start blocking your calendar, getting your schedule ready to bring you, your cousins, your kids for the Black Care Initiative this Saturday. We'll be back.
You know that health is wealth and ITAL is vital. They're not just some rhyming words. It's something that's just got to be heard. Who is responsible for your health? Look in the mirror. It's your very own self. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth. ITAL is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. ITAL is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth. ITAL is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. ITAL is vital. You can't rely on nobody else.
You are listening to a special edition here on 101.7 The Truth. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. We have two incredible community leaders live in the studio. This is your girl, DT. And as we're wrapping up, listen, y'all, I have learned so much, not just about this upcoming community-wide wellness event that, yes, you can be a part of. And we're going to get into, before we close, where you can go, what you're going to experience when you get there. But I have to just say this before I pass the mic back to Arlesia McHenry, who is the Youth Health and Human Services Facet Chair for the Links Incorporated Milwaukee Chapter, as well as Dr. Joan Prince. Now, I could introduce her. All the titles, we just don't have that much time. But she is also a proud member of the Milwaukee chapter of the Links Incorporated, wears many, many hats. But for all of us that know Arlesia and Dr. Joan, one thing that we know about their title within their leadership is that they care, and they care about their community. So with knowing that Black Americans are nearly four times more likely to experience kidney failure, please, y'all, lean in, because this is bigger than an event. This is about our health. This is about our families, and this is about our future. So, Arlesia, we've covered the event, the experience, what people are going to gain. Y'all, can I just emphasize, they're giving away gift cards, y'all, every 2 hours. Y'all better be glad I'm not going to be in town, because I'll be like, what gift cards?
No, those gift cards are every hour.
And
so,
the children, DT, the engagement, yes. the way that children can engage. So bring everybody. So Alicia, just bring us home. Like, again, why does this matter? What can I expect? How do I get there? And how can I get more information just in case I missed something during this live broadcast?
So why it matters? Because it matters because it's affecting you or somebody you know. So that matters to all of us as a community. Bringing it home, please, please show up. We're at 6550 North 76 at Evolve Church. Plenty of parking.
Oh, I love that church.
Yes. They're our community partner, and they've been a great partner, and they will continue to be with us as we do this yearly. But what I want to say is, it matters. Please come. Bring your family. All is welcome. We're excited about this. We're excited about all the resources that we bring to you, services that are free. It doesn't get any better. And I want to thank you for having us on the show today.
Absolutely.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for getting the word out. And, you know, as they say, we're going to pray that y'all all show up.
Yes.
Thank you.
Show up
10 to 2.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the address one more time.
Give it to them.
6550 North 76th Street, Evolve Church, one block north off Mill Road on 76th Street. Come on out.
Bring everybody.
Bring everybody.
Everybody.
Bring everybody. Because again, raising awareness of kidney disease is not a check in the box. This is our lives, y'all.
Yes.
And when we talk about our lives mattering, we also have to take responsibility of our health. So on behalf of the Lynx Incorporated Milwaukee chapter, show up, show out, bring your family, bring your neighbor, bring your friends. All is welcome. Final thoughts, Dr. Joan, because I know you've been very public about the health challenges that you've navigated
yes.
throughout your life. And so this is not something that's new to you.
Absolutely
and
not.
And it's obviously very passionate for you as well. So just give us something. Some encouragement, Dr. Joan.
Come on out, because you can still live your best life even if you have an acute or chronic disease. When it comes to kidneys, come on. You want your kids to live well, and you want to live well. Grab life. Don't give up. Come on out and see us. Who else is going to help you with free information? Gift cards every hour. You know what? We love you. We need you. We want this community to be its best. So come on out this Saturday, 10 to 2, Evolve Church, 6550 North 76th Street.
Woo! Woo! Absolutely.
Has she done this before?
She did me. You know,
Dr. Joan
that's
Prince.
Dr. Joan Prince. Global.
Alicia McHenry.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies, so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are so fortunate to have both of you. We know your schedules are incredibly busy. And so for you to make the time to be here, not just be here, but be here. And let us know and remind us that you love us and that this is not a game. So thank you so much. I am wishing the most successful turnout. I believe in us. I know we're going to show up
yes.
this Saturday at Evolve Church, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Free 99, gift cards every
Come
hour.
On.
Absolutely.
Let's go. Have a great rest of your evening. Tell somebody you love them, and tell somebody about the Black Care Initiative that's raising awareness of kidney disease, sponsored, hosted, and curated by the Milwaukee chapter of the Lynx Incorporated. I love y'all. Have a great rest of your week, and we will see y'all this Saturday. Be blessed.